Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Kaden Behan, your host and a volunteer for New Heights Educational Group. For more information about New Heights Educational Group after the show, feel free to visit www.newheightseducation.org or contact phone number 419-786-0247. Here with me is Pamela Clark, founder and director of New Heights Educational Group. Hello, Pamela.
Hello, Kaden. How are you today?
I'm well. And today we're going to talk about math tips and difficulties. First, I'd like to have Pamela talk about her experience with teaching math at home with her children and with the children that she's helped in giving resources to homeschool. So, Pamela, would you like to take it away?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, my experience, of course, started with me being a homeschool mom, which I was a homeschool mom for 13 years, and in that course of that time, I tried everything over the years just to make sure, you know, from year to year that we were trying different things and, you know, improving on the year before. Now, unlike a lot of homeschoolers, not all, but a lot of homeschoolers that I've talked to in the past, some people are very uncomfortable teaching math because the parents, you know, didn't really do well with math. And that wasn't the case for me. I did very well in math and when I was in school, and I was quite comfortable teaching it to my kids. But again, I did want to try different things, and in the course of all those years, I tried math programs such as Abeka, Saxon, Bob Jones, Rod and Staff. I know there's Matthew C. And then last but not least, I went into teaching textbooks for my youngest son, who at that time was a junior and senior. And I personally, I've known a lot of people that were homeschooled or in charter school or whatever, and they liked the different curriculums for different reasons. A lot of people really like Saxon math. For me, I didn't care for it. It wasn't right for my children, but again, that's a personal choice. I didn't care for a Becker or Bob Jones math either. Again, came down to personal choice. I really liked Rod and Staff, and I used it in the majority of the years that I was teaching. And I liked it because it's a Christian curriculum. And I know, you know, some people are also, they don't, if they're not homeschooling for religious reasons, Rod and Staff is very much, they're more around what, you know, like the Mennonites believe, religious-wise. And I was one of those parents that, even though I'm a Christian, I did not decide to homeschool because of religion. I did it for other reasons. So the Rod and Staff math, even though it was a Christian base, which, hey, we did study the Bible and different things during school hours, but, again, I didn't choose that curriculum for that reason. And I really want to make that clear because I think it's important. Because math, and even though it has religious information, doesn't mean that you have to use it in that way. I liked it because it kept things simple. A lot of people say, well, math textbooks make things complicated. I hear that a lot from the kids in public school, that they're like, oh, why do they have to make math so difficult? Why do they have to make it so confusing? And I hear that over and over again. And Rod and Staff math, they really made it simple. They kept math the way it should be, easily understood, and I really liked it. Now, after all those years, teaching textbooks came out probably the last 4 years of my homeschooling experience, but I didn't really hear about it till about sophomore, junior year. And I decided to try it because the homeschool community was really buzzing about it. They were so excited because it not only has the textbook and the teacher's book, like us homeschoolers are used to, but every single problem that's in that book is also in a disc. And it has a professor that teaches each and every problem to that student. So it will go over, this professor that's on these discs will go over, they'll teach the whatever chapter, leading the child like the traditional homeschooler would do, leading them up to their first problems. They'll do the practice problems with them. They say, pause the disc, and then you work on the practice set, and you check your answers with them. And then you turn the disc completely off, and the student then solves their problems, and then the parent starts the disc again, and they check the problems with the students. And if the students, or actually, I didn't do it that way. I guess I graded my own child's paper, and then I let that professor go back in, and he or she, which it was a him most of the time, actually would show the problem step by step of what that student missed. So we only had to go over the problems that they missed. And I thought that was a wonderful resource. It truly took math. Again, I was good at math and I was good at teaching it, but it relieved some pressure, and it had another teacher to help teach my child the last 2 years of high school in math. And I just, man, it was wonderful. And my son, at the time, like I said, my children are about 4 years apart, so I only had my youngest at the time. He really liked it, and it was easy to understand, and it went along with how I had already been teaching. Easy to understand, you know, following through with things. So it was a good math curriculum, and I highly endorse teaching textbooks. I don't get anything for saying that, of course, but it's just I do. Now, this is also what we use for our teachers when they're tutoring someone, whether it's a younger person. They have, I believe they start at third grade and teaching textbooks, and they go all the way up. I'm not sure. I know they do calculus, I believe. I'm not sure. They grow every year, so it just sort of depends. And I haven't been back on their site recently, but teachingtextbooks.com, I believe, is their site. And then I highly believe in teaching textbooks, and we use it for tutoring. And that also helps with our teachers and tutors, because if they don't understand something or if they don't remember something, they can put the disc in too. They can learn right with this professor, and it's just a very good curriculum, and I really highly suggest it for all homeschoolers. Anybody that comes in for advice and says, what should we use? I say teaching textbooks. And then also we use what we call math success labs when trying to help students with placing them in whatever grade they need to be in when they come in for help. And I know a lot of public schools use that too, and that's an online assessment that we run, and it's kind of expensive, so it's not something I would suggest that someone purchase on their own. Teaching textbooks are pretty expensive too. I think it's $184 for a brand new set, and you can get cheaper for, you know, less. Math difficulties. One of the things that I really, really wanted to say to everybody is, I know a lot of people say, gosh, my younger kids, they can't remember, mostly it's multiplication tables or division, whatever. Some people, they have problems with their kids even remembering addition and subtraction. And what I tell them, and I know this might sound like a cheat, but it's really not, is have you ever thought of having it visually in your classroom? Stick it, the multiplication tables on the wall. Let the kids refer to it. Even if it's just like, you know, you don't have to do the division tables, but if the multiplication tables are on the wall and the kids can refer to it, what's the harm? Believe me, them looking at that day in and day out, it's going to sink in. It did for my kids. I tried that, and it worked like a charm. They are very good with math and multiplying and everything, but at first they weren't. And it's okay to do that. And if they can learn the basics, then they can learn the more advanced. But have it visually. Laminate, you know, the multiplication tables. Put them on the wall. It's very inexpensive, and it really does help. I'll turn it back over to Kaden now. She's going to share a little bit more about teaching textbooks with you and info on Rod and staff.
Thank you, Pamela. So just to summarize the information Pamela shared with the audience about teaching textbooks can be found at www.teachingtextbooks.com for more information. They have resources to help you teach yourself math or to help you teach your child math if you choose to homeschool. They have workbooks and CD-ROMs available for purchase. They also have placement exams to see what level the individual is on before going ahead and developing those math skills. They ship free to all addresses in the United States and Canada. The process goes as follows. It's a three-step process. One is to watch the lesson that's provided for you on the CD-ROMs. Two is to complete the problems. And three is to watch the tutor explain the ones you missed. And as Pamela said, you can go in any order that you want to. This is just a suggestion from the organization. Also, ordering can not only just be done online at teachingtextbooks.com, but it can also be done through the phone, and their number is 1-866-867-6284, or it can be ordered through the mail, which is also found online, or you can go to your local post office and send a request to Teaching Textbooks, 6710N, Klassen Boulevard. Klassen is Klassen Boulevard in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, zip code 73116. The curriculum at Teaching Textbooks is designed specifically for independent learners. There's more teaching and explanation for homeschoolers. It uses simplified language so students can understand. As Pamela said, it makes math very simple. Also, Teaching Textbooks is available whenever you are available. There's no set time and can be accessed right from home. Each textbook is between 650 and 750 pages long and contain about 130 lessons. Tutors are available over the phone if the student continues to have difficulties, pass the solutions in the CDs and books, and practice problems and short homework assignments are available, as well as real-world application problems. Now to move over to Rod and staff math. I'm sorry, Pamela. Do you want to say something?
I could add, though, that we do have the both of these curriculums in our library. We have teaching textbooks for our teachers to use, and then we got permission from the company to be able to make copies. So we do have almost the complete set of teaching textbooks in our library, and then we do have quite a few of the Rod and staff grades, along with the Becca and Bob Jones curriculum. We have a lot of that in our library, too, just to mention.
Okay. Continuing on to Rod and staff math, the curriculum consists of assessment tests to determine the child's grade level. Also, lower grades focus on mastering the basic arithmetic in order to move on to higher grade levels. Teachers' manuals are also available that include correct answers to student exercises, a copy of the student textbook page, the purpose of the lesson, and oral exercises and questions. There are also textbook books to see if the child is making improvements. Rod and Staff Math contains services for homeschooling, such as teacher's manuals designed with the beginning teacher or parent in mind. Books may be ordered individually as needed. Telephone consultation for curriculum assistance is available on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 606-522-4348. There are also some testimonials to Rod and Steph. I'll just read one of them since there are many. From Arkansas, in 2012, the customer states, "We started homeschooling this fall and used Rod and Steph books for math, reading, English, and spelling. I am very impressed with the quality and the value of the products. They are much more difficult and in-depth than what my daughter was learning at public school. I showed my daughter's reading book to a friend yesterday, and she was very impressed. She also couldn't believe how inexpensive the reading program was. Thank you for making these books available to online shoppers." So they also, Rod and Staff Math has also other curriculum available, not only math, if one is interested in doing that as well. At this time, I'd just like to say, if anyone in the audience wants to share their experience with teaching their children either at home a math curriculum or their experience helping their student or their child learn math better, whether or not they attended a public high school or taught at home, definitely you are welcome to call in at 347-633-9225 and chat with us. If there are, while we're waiting for callers, we can read some more testimonials from teaching textbooks. Matt M. in Norman, Oklahoma said, "I made a perfect score on the math portions of both the SAT and the ACT. Teaching textbooks covers all of the topics on these exams and gives you conceptual understanding that you need to thrive as a future engineer." I suppose in Matt's case, he wanted to be an engineer. I'm not sure how to pronounce this name, so I apologize. Zia, or Zaya M., in Phoenix, Arizona, states that she was a pre-med student at Johns Hopkins, and in her view, teaching textbooks is the best math program for people who are planning a career in medicine. Catherine L. from Provo, Utah, states that, "I'm almost 50 years old. My return to college necessitates that I learn Algebra 1, something I always avoided because I was told over and over again by teachers that you aren't any good at math."
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, because you are good at English. It's an interesting statement. Well,
wow.
She says that now she's proving them wrong, and she is thankful to teaching textbooks for giving her the confidence she always lacked, and more surprisingly, a love for algebra.
Wow.
So it's amazing that it's helped so many people of different backgrounds to do very well in math.
Yes. That speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I did check on their site real quickly, and they go up to pre-calculus, so they're not into calculus, regular calculus yet, but they go from third grade all the way up, and there are demos online, too, that show examples of their lessons.
Awesome. And for Rod and Staff Math, do you know what their curriculum goes up to?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I can look real quick while you're reading. You can read some more testimonials, and I'll check that out.
Okay. Further testimonials from Patricia P. from Clayton, North Carolina, states that teaching textbooks has been a life-changing experience for her son. Bev P. from Houston, Texas, states, "We tried several different algebra programs with no success before we found teaching textbooks. By far, teaching textbooks is the best of all of them. For my son, teaching textbooks gave him back his confidence." Janet R. from Indianapolis, Indiana, states that teaching textbooks makes math a joy again. Great. Karen L. from Cave Springs, Arizona, states that, "I'm understanding all the things that none of my high school or college teachers were ever able to get across to me. I finally get it!" Exclamation point. "Thank you for the excellent program."
Wow.
Seems that, you know, this program has definitely affected so many people in excellent ways. Amazing. I might even use it in college because I know that I have sometimes difficulties with my higher calculus classes, so it's great to have these resources.
Wonderful.
Amazing.
Oh, I really help you. I really do.
Awesome. Donna B. from Jacksonville, Florida, states that we're using the Algebra 1 series that you wrote and love it. This has been the best math program we've ever used, bar none in 9 years we've homeschooled. So this is the best program that's worked for them as well as you stated works for you. Alan and Jane and G in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma state that it's like they sent an instructor to our home in a box. Our daughter loves it. Sherry E. from Winter Springs, Florida says that I'm so satisfied with your Algebra 1 program. I just have to let you know, after being stuck in pre-algebra with another popular homeschool math program for almost 2 years, my son is finally understanding algebra. He is challenged with dyslexia, and math has always been so difficult both for him, the student, and me as his teacher. This year has been a breath of fresh air with your program. Your lecture CD is so easy to follow that we both no longer dread our math lessons together. Having all the solutions on CD is an added bonus. Some of the programs assume you know a step or completely skip over it when showing the solution in their manual, which leaves you still not understanding how they arrived at the answer. Your lecture and practice CDs covers each and every step, constantly reinforcing previous learned rules. I can't thank you enough.
Wow. Doesn't surprise me.
And some professional reviews of teaching textbooks include one from John Holtzman, co-owner of Sunlight, in spring of 2006, stated, "Teaching textbooks are simply without peer. Their thoroughness is beyond anything we've seen anywhere. No other programs can compete with them, especially for pre-algebra, algebra 1, algebra 2, and geometry." So, and Kathy Duffy in spring 2005 stated that teaching textbook courses definitely rate at the top of my list. They would have been included in the top 100 picks if I had seen them. These fantastic courses were designed specifically for homeschoolers to solve some of the issues that math makes challenging for homeschooling parents and teens. So it's quite revered by both professionals and customers. It's really beneficial to give it a try if you or your child is having math difficulties, whether you're homeschooling or not.
After I had used it and I had worked it into a grant, and I got a grant to cover all the levels, and that was from Verizon Foundation, that they gave us money to purchase all the books. And then I had to go here in town, too, to Define Sarah Foundation. I talked about it there, and I shared some of the reviews. And in general, when you're going to a foundation, I mean, they don't look to help homeschoolers necessarily, but since we help homeschoolers, charter school, and public school kids, you know, I went in with this homeschool curriculum that was designed for homeschoolers, and I talked about it just like these people are talking about it, and that's how we got a grant to cover the curriculum. So it speaks volumes on how good this curriculum is, that people that wouldn't even necessarily look at a homeschool curriculum, to say, for me to go in and say to them, we want to use this as the main math curriculum for tutoring kids that need help or adults, whatever, and them to also see the benefit and give us the money to cover every grade level. That speaks
mm-hmm.
volumes, too. So we really believe in this curriculum, and I'd stand by that, just like these people are standing by it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And, you know, like Pamela said, it's really a personal choice, which one
yeah.
you'd like to choose, whether it be teaching textbooks, Rod and Staff Math, or any other curriculum that you find. These are just suggestions for what Pamela's found works the best. But I'm not sure. I know that you mentioned that teaching
right.
textbooks was a little bit expensive. It seems that in the testimonials for Rod and Staff Math that it's a little bit more affordable if one is looking for a less expensive way of teaching their children. Do you know how much it costs?
For which one? Teaching textbooks?
Rod and Staff.
Oh, Rod and Staff. Boy, you can get a set of that for probably $20-$25 compared to the used teaching textbooks. You're looking at about $145. So it's cheap, but, I mean, with Rod and Staff, you're not getting a disc and you're not getting that extra professor, that extra help that's going to help you. So it depends as the parent. If you're not afraid to teach math and you can explain things to your kids, then fine and dandy. Another one of these may be great. But if you're one of those parents that cannot teach math to your kids and you want to homeschool, there's nothing better out there than teaching textbooks, in my opinion. Now, I did look up Rod and Staff, and this is maybe why I left Rod and Staff to try teaching textbook in the first place. I didn't remember this, but they go from grade 1 through grade 9. And like I said, I believe we started teaching textbooks by 11th, 12th grade. I don't remember doing it in 10th grade, but I could be wrong. But anyways, they only go up to 9th grade in Rod and Staff math, and, you know, they start with beginning algebra, and then they go, let me see, I know they say grade 8 math, grade 9. They do have a grade 10 math, but it says, like grade 9 is grade 10 also, it looks like, because it has it together, but it's not listed. Grade 10 is not listed as a grade that they offer, so it must not be that that involved, because it says grade 9 and 10, record keeping for Christian stewardship. That's what they call that. And then they have like a bunch of flashcard sets, training sets, clock training, click clock dice. So I don't think they have anything really for grade 10, and that's probably why I started looking for another curriculum. And, you know, teaching textbooks, they, you know, do the algebra and the pre-calculus and the things that you would need more help with. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like you said, it depends on what you want and how comfortable you are with the curriculum that's being taught.
And I'm looking here at grade 1 in math for Rod and Staff, and I believe I'm on their site, milestonebooks.com, Rod and Staff Books and More, and it says that just for grade 1, just an idea, and usually things get more expensive as your kids get older, but workbook 1 was $6.95, workbook 2 was $6.95. Speed drills are $4.90, and teacher's manuals were $20.95. So let me see if I can get a price for grade 9. Grade 9 and 10, the record-keeping book. Pupil textbook, $20.95. Workbook 1, $10.50. Workbook 2, $7.75. Test, $4.25. And then your teacher's manual, $23.95. So, you know, you're talking $40, $50. But, again, you could be able to get it cheaper on Amazon or something like that. So, just suggestion.
Awesome. Well, I hope that these information on these resources has helped those who are listening. If they're struggling with math or have students who are struggling with math, while we have a little bit of time, I'd just like to let the audience know about our next show. Our next show will be on Rosario's Library, which is an organization that dedicates its time to improve the quality of education in impoverished areas of the Philippines and to distribute books and school supplies to these areas. We'll be talking with the founder, Sam Noblejas, and interviewing her about her organization and giving you opportunities to help out. Thank you again for tuning in, and thank you, Pamela, for hosting with me.
Thank you. Great job.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone.
When I am down, and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come, and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here. it a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to more than I can be.